Hello.
Hello, my name is Renee, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
What kind of business are you guys?
We are a third-party call center, ma'am. We handle over 400 companies. I will need some information from you in order to see
Well,
if.
I've been having charges on my debit card from your company.
All right, ma'am, what is your zip code?
Excuse me?
What is your zip code, ma'am?
When did it occur?
What is your zip code?
Oh, 35603.
Is it 35603?
Yes.
And what is your first and last name?
My what now?
Your first and last name.
Shelly Harden, Harden.
Can you verify your shipping address for me?
3316 Sandlin Road, Decatur, Alabama, 35603.
All right, thank you for that, ma'am. Thank you for that, ma'am. Give me one second. I had some friends that was from Decatur, Alabama.
Really?
Yeah, met them years ago. This was, I think, 2 years after Hurricane Katrina, when they church used to visit down from there, and they used to come to New Orleans and do Bible study and stuff at the park.
That's cool. Where's the little bitty town?
Good times, and I went to Fairhope, Alabama, like I
Oh,
think a year
bless your
later.
heart. What? There's nothing there.
What, in Fairhope?
Yeah.
There's a beach in Fairhope, ain't there?
No, Fairhope is not too far from Decatur. It's out in the woods.
Oh, that's where we went. I'm not so sure if it, I know we went to the beach, but it
Or
was
is it maybe Foley and Axel, Gulf Shores area?
probably so. I really wasn't paying attention to the road when we went. So we wound up going to the beach and stayed at some of the kids that we stayed with, some of the kids' parents who came down, and the parents that I stayed with, all their sons played football, and it was some big dudes.
Cool. Yeah, we got some pretty big guys down here.
Yeah,
They like to eat beans and cornbread.
they pastor. They what they did was, at the they went from the park to the end of the week, and that last day that they was there, they put on a basically a strong competition where one of the dudes who was really big, he was 16, the first thing he did was he smashed through cinder blocks that was on fire.
My gosh.
And they ripped phone books in half. They folded pots in half. The pastor of the church, he had the cinder blocks that stack up, and he smashed them with his head.
Golly.
Man, that, and I tell you, that was a show.
I bet it was.
But okay, so I see here that you, on the 10th, you ordered a, you put in your, you got into a competition that was not a competition, but a sweepstakes that was $7.95 entry fee on the 10th.
Okay, I did do that.
And then when you did not cancel, you were put into the next part of the sweepstakes, which was the $56.95 on the 16th of that month.
Oh, no, that was not on there. No.
Yes, ma'am. It lets you know in the terms and conditions on that $7.95. If you did not win, you'd be put into the next sweep, the main sweepstakes, and your chances are increased by 50%. So every time you are into that sweepstakes, your chances of winning is increased by 50%. You also do get a $125 voucher while you're in that sweepstakes to use on our Factor Direct store. that you can use for our online factory direct store.
Yeah, no, we don't want to do that.
Okay, ma'am, I can get this canceled for you.
That would be great. Okay, then I've got another one, another charge. It's not from your company, I don't think. But I can't even get a phone number for it.
Do you know how much the charge was?
$99.98. Yes.
Oh, no, that's not us.
Yeah, this is something about healthy multi-brands and something else.
Yeah, that's not us. We don't have anything that's that high but skin cream, depending on what skin cream that you get.
Yeah.
But you didn't order any skin cream.
I don't know how to get the number on that one. I'll have to sit and play with it for a while, I guess, try to figure it out.
One of the things you can do, you can actually call your bank and see, get a number for that company. If so, let's see, from that 99, from that charge. So my suggestion, go ahead.
I was wondering if it would be on my statement.
No, it wouldn't be on your statement. The only thing your statement would tell you is how much it was. They won't give you they probably would give you, if you have online banking, they'll probably give you a number for it. But sometimes those numbers could be wrong. That's why I said call your bank and find out.
Yeah, I gotcha.
All right, ma'am. So I was able to get that account canceled for you, so you won't be seeing any more charges with that. Would you like that cancellation number?
Yes, I would.
All right, ma'am. That cancellation number is C as in Charlie.
Okay.
262.
Okay.
134. 235.
C is in Charlie, 262-134-235.
Yes, ma'am.
I do appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much, ma'am, for calling customer support. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
All right.